Let's finish out with just a couple words about ET. And again, I would ask you if there are any misconceptions you think that are out there in clinical practice about this disease.
Well, I think with ET, it's a similar story. One, ET is a heterogeneous disease. So I think if we've learned something over the last several years is that part of who we call ET probably really now is early myelofibrosis. So if there's leukocytosis, a little bit of splenomegaly, some scarring, NGS, other risk molecular features, they may well have early MF and probably need to be followed a bit more aggressively. Individuals that now have that more earlier or true ET, they probably have a lower risk of progression. However, they still can have difficulties with their disease. I think like the PVERA discussion, the biggest unmet need is one, not starting therapy early enough, or two, if they're on therapy, not switching them if they are not benefiting. So there are a lot of patients out there just on aspirin with ET, and our risk models are changing. In the past, people were low risk and got aspirin, or high risk and got aspirin and hydroxyurea. Now, with the risk factors having historically been a prior blood clot or an age over 60, you know, I'd have patients sitting with me who were 55 with a platelet count of 1 million saying, you're telling me I'm low risk, but if I have a stroke tomorrow, then you're just going to tell me I'm high risk. I don't feel comfortable with that. I'm sensitive to that. I think that the aspirin-only patients are those that are really low risk and asymptomatic. We have found out as well that there does seem to clearly be a higher risk of events in people that are JAK2 mutated versus that are cal reticulin mutated. So that's another important piece in terms of perhaps being a bit more aggressive in people with higher platelet counts, 1 million or 1.5 million, difficult symptoms, strong cardiovascular risks, etc. So the clearest group, no cytoreduction, younger, CALR, no symptoms, no cardiovascular risk, they're probably okay for aspirin alone. The others, it's at least a discussion.